This is Dr. Vaidyanathan Panasu from the referred patient Selma Almeida, A-L-M-E-I-D-A, date of birth 10/28/1943, indicated procedure was GERD, ductal mass, diarrhea, position of my fear, and the fear of Dr. Shana, Krishna, Mishra, Dula, Pressure, Pressure, and the Karak, and the Pressure, Fisher EJD with biopsy and colonoscopy, hard course of polyfactory colonoscopy, full biopsy, instrumental lymphocyte, disease, corporation, and colonoscopy, Patient mapping gastrobiopsy was taken because of the history of gastrointestinal dysplasia for the lower body and mid body. Multiple sectional biopsy were taken on a separate jar. The school was treated by injection. Grade A is have jetty, pressure shots, and were better patched on the side of the pressure of the complication. Patient would turn around, care, yearly practice, he's corrected, right? This is my design calls, my first I call, a bad flesh should be significant or picture. Patient had tummy ilium, spirit tummy, gastrointestinal up with the biopsy system, and small tummy ilium was done with a mass of remission. Coming out of the patient, extensive pen. Diverticulosis mostly seen all over the colon, but mostly more aggregated seen the left side of the colon. Coming out of diastasis and colitis and proctitis, brandomites were taken from the colon terminal muscle inflammation. In the rectum, right at the anal verge, in the retroflexion view, I saw a large ulcerated mass, noted very much inflamed, irritated, and it's budding next to the hemorrhoidal area. So I did not do the biopsy because of this fear of it will bleed, and also seen the patient is going to have transsectional endoscopic ultrasound. And then vigorous, more deeper biopsy could be done at that time. There was also a small polyp sitting adjacent to the ulcerated mass, so that polyp could be removed when the patient is going to have a transsectional endoscopy ultrasound of the evolution of ulcerated mass. There was such a presentation in the complication for him, a great esophagitis. Number two question, shots for the segment, better biopsy, segment was slightly number three, moderate severe erosive gastritis for the stomach, diffuse, multiple biopsy taken from a mid-body stomach, distal body stomach, and antrum. As a mapping for the gastrointestinal dysplasia and also rural helicobacter pylori number 4, duodenitis biopsy was taken with C6 foot number 5, colonoscopy C7 intervene number 6, failed to identify number 7, diverticulosis, fine diverticulosis, mostly aggregated on the left side, number 8, an ulcerated mass was noted at the right anal verge. A biopsy now taken because patients that have a transsectional endoscopic also for the evaluation biopsy were taken. There were small tiny polyps sitting next to this ulcerated mass also, which are not removed since this will be removed on the transsectional ultrasound. Endoscopic ultrasound evaluation of the ulcerated rectal mass. Nervous and uveitis, colitis, and proctitis. Randomized were taken from the colon and the terminal ileum. There was a polyp in the setting for removal of the hard parts of the cervical recognition. A limited salvage biopsy. If this salvage biopsy comes negative and the gastrointestinal dysplasia comes negative for the stomach with no hydrated dysplasia, then patient repeat of endoscopy for 2 years. Number 2, available stomach biopsy for helicobacter. Number 4, available for small biopsy. Number 5, available random biopsy for colon. Number 6, available for colon positive polypathology. Number 7, patient referred to Dr. Varadjulu for transsectional endoscopic ultrasound evaluation ulcerated mass. On the side of the patient with CT abdomen, CT of the chest, abdomen, and pelvis, looking for the metastasis in the blood for CEA. Also, recommendation to have a surgical consultation and oncology consultation after the transsectional endoscopic ultrasound follow-up to the patient. Please send the cover patient primary care provider, Dr. Daniel Hay, and cover Dr. Paul Sutty. The procedure was March 4th to 23rd. There's no March 3rd. March 4th to 23rd, this is happening.